Wasteland, Last Train to Diavolo, a novel by Keith Cruz, an audiobook by Diavolo Publishing, narrated by John Bell. Chapter 1, Riding the Rails. The imagery was disjointed, a void without proper shape or form, yet vaguely familiar. The hitman told himself they were just dreams, but each time he awoke, there was always that dull pain aside his ribs where lightning used to be. It was a peculiar feeling to have towards an absent gun, but it was nonetheless how he felt, as though a part of him had been stolen away. He rubbed at his side with curious fingers. He had heard of a medical condition known as phantom pain, in which the body compensated for a missing appendage by sending a false signal to the brain. Was the loss of lightning doing something similar? Thunder was removed from its designated holster and then placed within Lightning's. The experiment failed. The dull ache remained. The body, like the brain, knew the difference between the identical weapons. It, like Angelo, could not be fooled by a clever imitation. Like Thunder, there was only one Lightning, and although most people would have been hard-pressed to tell the difference between the guns, to the hitman, their uniqueness was obvious. A dim spoke of light crept in through the freight car door. He moved his hand through its wake, sensing the heat of an encroaching day. He didn't much care for the sleeping arrangements, a bed of straw along with an itchy woolen blanket, but when compared to the harsh accommodations of Gambero's Elitario training camp, this humble boxcar was like a 5-star luxury hotel. He placed Thunder back into its designated holster and eased into a sitting position.